Belarusian Olympic runner Kristina Tsimonouskaya decided to defect as she was being driven to a Tokyo airport. She made the choice because her grandmother told her it was not safe for her to return home. Tsimonouskaya arrived in Poland on Wednesday. She spoke to reporters about the events that led her from Tokyo to Warsaw. Problems started when Tsimonouskaya published a message on social media criticizing how her Olympic team was being overseen. Team officials then told her she had to leave the team and leave Japan. They told her to say she was injured and needed to go home early. On her way to the airport, Tsimonouskaya spoke to her grandmother. Her grandmother explained that the Belarusian media was sharply criticizing her. She told her some reports said Tsimonouskaya was mentally ill. Her grandmother, she said, advised her not to return home. When Tsimonouskaya arrived at the airport, she asked for help from the police. She translated a message on her phone into Japanese and showed it to them. When it became clear she was in trouble, European countries offered to help her. The runner later went to the Polish embassy in Tokyo, where she received a humanitarian visa. Many of Belarus's activists have gone to Poland to avoid punishment from President Alexander Lukashenko's government. "I'm a sports person, and I didn't understand anything in political life," Tsimonouskaya told Reuters. "I try not to do anything other than a sport in my life, and I try my best not to be distracted by politics." Still, she said she was concerned for the safety of her family back home. Her husband fled Belarus this week, shortly after his wife said she would not be returning. Poland also gave him a visa. The events have drawn more attention to Belarus's authoritarian government. Lukashenko won a sixth term last year in an election widely seen as dishonest. After months of protests, the government answered with violence and the arrests of tens of thousands of demonstrators. The government has also targeted the media and members of the political opposition. The Belarus National Olympic Committee had said trainers removed Tsimonouskaya from the games because doctors said she was in bad physical and mental health. The committee did not answer requests for comment by Reuters on Thursday. Tsimonouskaya wrote on social media that team officials put her in the 4x400-meter relay race, an event she had never competed in. She told her coach on Sunday that she was ready to run in the 200 meters. The coach then went to make a telephone call. "In a couple of hours, the head coach came to me with the team representative, and they said there was a decision made to send me home," she told Reuters reporters. "They said, 'We are not the ones who made the decision. We are only executing it. You have 40 minutes. You have to pack your things and go to the airport.'" The decision, she said, came from high up. Simonovskaya's criticism was aimed at team officials, but it likely angered political officials. Lukashenko led the Belarus National Olympic Committee for almost 25 years before giving his son the job in February. Lukashenko takes a serious interest in sports and sees sports as a sign of national honor. The 24-year-old Simonovskaya said Thursday she had not thought about seeking political asylum. But she said she hoped to find a way to continue her running career. She said she hopes the Tokyo Games are not her last Olympics. She also said she wants to go back home one day, when it is safe. "I would want to return to Belarus," Simonovskaya said. "I love my country. I did not betray it, and I hope I will be able to return." I'm Dan Novak.